So, Bishop, you want to introduce yourself to the people here?
Yes, yes. I'm Bishop Kenneth Watkins, pastor of Souls One Outreach Cathedral here in Cumberland, Maryland.
Cumberland, Maryland. So what is y'all's primary goal within your outreach?
Our primary goal is he that wins souls is wise. And so our primary goal is to impact our community. Amen. We are big on just our youth. We have two youth groups that we are a part of, young kids and young adults, and we just want to make a difference in their lives as well as single moms.
Fantastic, single mothers, yes. Fantastic. What brings you out here to Kaiser?
Well, I'm just glad to be here. First of all, Autumn and Pastor Mark and their family, that's my niece, and she invited me out to bring the word today.
That's fantastic. What is the word going to be?
Well, the word is hope. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We were talking about earlier, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all things will be added. So when you put God first, you know, he will take care of you. Praise the Lord. You know, I have a scripture. I mean, there's a saying that when the righteous pray, God always shows up.
Absolutely.
So we were in COVID. We were all in the situations of shootings. But, you know, God, he puts us under a radar and he protects us. And when you serve God.
What do you think of the turnout so far?
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome turnout. Amen. It's nice to have the community, have your police department, the mayor and everyone show up. It's just awesome, man. It's a beautiful day today.
Well, I know that I'm looking forward to hearing more of what you have to say throughout the day.
Yes.
And I appreciate you coming on
the
podcast.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
All righty, who am I here with now?
Hey, my name is Rufus Thompson.
Rufus Thompson.
Yes, sir.
All right, where are you from?
Cumberland, Maryland.
Cumberland, Maryland.
Yeah.
So you're here at the Kingdom 3v3 tournament and participating.
Yes, sir.
So what do y'all think of it so far?
It's actually pretty cool. I see they got the court done up. They redid the rims and everything. So, like, I know they've had the tournament going for a while, and I've always had a team in it or so, but this actually, like, my first time coming up and playing myself. So, yeah, it's actually good. I'm actually enjoying it. There's a lot of competition out here and everything. I'm happy to see this many people come out.
So you got two. I mean, they got two games going at the same time. They're playing half court.
Right. I
so
like that.
Makes it a little bit more interesting that way.
Yep, no breaks. That's good.
So you said you've been coming up. This is your first year playing.
First time playing, yep.
You think you'll be interested in coming back next year?
Oh, for sure. For sure. We came this time. We're trying to win it. So if we win it, we got to defend it. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on and talking to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so I'm here with another person. Who do we got now?
Sean Bonney.
Now, Sean, it looks like you have a zebra striped shirt on.
Yes, I do.
So you're not the probably most popular person in the facility.
Most hated.
What brought you out here to the 3v3? What got you involved?
Well, I'm helping Autumn and her husband, Pastor, and I played ball most of my life. You know, I've refereed. I got the experience, and a couple guys she knows told them, get my name, and hooked me up, and you know, just doing God's work, man. Come down here and watch this wonderful 3-on-3 tournament.
Well, that's fantastic and awesome. Now, you got something else going on as well. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I do. I'm a member of the Piedmont Church of God. I'm the associate pastor at Piedmont Church of God. Our pastor's Charles Henry. We have a 3D program. It's called 3D Recovery. It's Friday nights from 7 to 9. We help addictions, drug, alcohol, anxiety, porn addiction, any addiction at all. We help out, and we encourage people to come out to that. We also have a homeless ministry. We go out, we do street ministry, we help, we got a food pantry, we help out with that too. We love on everybody. We're not your normal church. Like, we just want to love everybody. We want to break down the barrier, you know, bring Jesus Christ to everybody. We want to clean these streets up, get these guys and ladies and gentlemen help. But it's every Friday night at the Piedmont Church of God. It's at 114 Ashfield Street in Piedmont, 7 to 9.
Okay, now if somebody's interested in the rehab program or whatnot, what can they do to contact y'all?
You can call the church. For one, it's 304-355-8869, or you can call Pastor Charles Henry, 304-257-8321, or contact me, 301-268-8073.
That's fantastic. It's always nice to see our citizens of our area trying to improve the lives of others. I mean, that's what we were called to do, right?
Yes.
We were called to help others that are in need. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen as much as it should.
No.
But this is the beauty of programs like this that are going on, along with the 3v3 Kingdom Tournament, is getting the message of hope and that there is some people out there that are willing to help out, to do the work of the Lord, which is to love on people.
Yes, and too many people these days, they want to see the addict, and they want to push them aside, or they want to see the homeless, when most of us, we have enough money just to go out and buy them a meal, or we got three or four coats at home. You know, don't drive by that person. Come back and offer them something. We complain, but we don't want to take action. The Bible says we hate to sin, but we're to love the person. So that's what we need to do. We need to start loving on these people. If you see their homes, you see they need help, get a hold of one of us, send them our way. That's what we want to do when we want to show them the love of Christ.
Right. And I always tell people the difference between good and bad people is one thing. The bad got caught.
Yes, yes.
Because we all have issues and we just didn't get caught. Exactly. So the perception is reality, unfortunately, in this world. And so when you get caught, people make a perception that you're not a good person. And if you've never been caught, you're perceived as a perfect person.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's so wrong. And when God looks down on our sins, he doesn't see it the way we see it. We look at it like the side street of a city. We see towers, and one tower is larger than the other. When he's looking down, he just sees the top.
Yes. Not one sin is greater than the other. In the Bible, it says, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But if we come to him with an honest, faithful heart and repent of our sins, he's just to forgive us.
Amen to that. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the podcast with me. All right, who am I here with now?
This is Adam Arthur. It's my first year playing. Very good thing they got going here. Message was very good. A lot of good competition. Food vendor here. Food's pretty good. Good crowd came out. If you're not here, you're missing out.
Amen
to
that.
You should definitely come out.
What do you think of the job that the city did on the court?
Oh, man, they did a real good job. The rims are nice. The backboards are nice. They painted really good lines. The court looks really big. It's really nice.
Definitely an improvement from what we had.
Definitely an improvement, for sure. Absolutely.
All right, Adam, thank you for joining.
Yep. And my old squad's undefeated so far. So
nice.
Look at that. All right.
Take care. All right, who am I here with now?
Jeremy Bean.
All right, Jeremy, what team are you with?
Hoops, I Did It Again.
Now, how'd y'all come up with that name?
Actually, I was just looking on the internet and looking for basketball names, and I thought it was catchy. So
hey, I like it. Where are y'all from?
From Kaiser, but I'm actually up from up towards Jennings Randolph Lake.
Okay. What do you think of the tournament so far?
Oh, it's always a good time. I've come every year except I missed last year because of the COVID and stuff.
But right.
Every year I've been here, but it's always a good time.
Awesome. What do you think of the job that the city did on the actual court this time?
They did a really good job.
It's a big difference, isn't it?
It is.
So you think y'all be back next year?
Yeah, I'll be here every year until I can't do it no more.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, who am I here with now?
This is Christian Smith.
Christian Smith, okay. What team you play for?
I'm with the Elites.
Team Elite. How'd y'all come up with that?
Actually, my captain came up with it. They picked me up.
Awesome. Now, what do you think of the tournament so far?
Yo, I love it.
Loving it?
I love it. This is fun. It's exciting. It gives us something to do. And it brings us together as a community.
Amen to that. Now, where are y'all from?
I'm from Kaiser, right here in town.
Is the rest of your team from Kaiser as well?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
so we got our homegrown locals playing in the tournament. Now, is this your first year?
Yes, this is my first year.
First year, you think you'll come back next year?
Yes.
It's that good of a time?
Yes,
it's awesome. I like to hear that. What do you think of the job that the city did on the court?
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful.
It's going to make things a lot better throughout the year.
Yes, indeedy.
It looks like it's wider and longer.
It actually looks like a court.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, that's fantastic. Hey, I wish you all the best of luck going through the rest of the tournament, and I thank you for joining me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, who am I with here right now?
My name is Carlton Herbert.
Carlton Herbert.
Yeah, I am on the welcome bandwagon with Jeremiah Wernhaver and myself. We got about four of us. Danny is the manager of the football team. He helped out.
Okay.
And I hope all the fans listen to this. Come to all the football games and to support the football team this year. And we're going to have a good team. And this come out to support us. And come out this year for basketball. We have the number one head basketball guy is the DJ.
Yeah, Scott Fury, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a very good friend of mine. And they come out to support him this year and come out to support all the Kaiser sports. And they come out and
sounds great.
Us and a Runka bandwagon.
I like it.
All right.
So you heard it here, people. Come out and support Kaiser Athletics with Carlton.
Right, with the with me, Jeremiah, and Danny, and yeah, and the rest of the welcome bandwagon.
Awesome,
and
thank you.
We are very, very proud.
All right, thank
go
you so much.
Kaiser.
There you go.